Tuesday. Is it Tuesday?
Yeah, it's Tuesday. It
right.
is Tuesday.
All of a sudden, I doubted myself.
No, you said it with such conviction that even if this wasn't Tuesday, I think people would buy into it.
I like that.
But it is. As it turns out, it is Tuesday. Hi, everybody. It's Bill F. It's Wendy Snyder. As Wendy pointed out, it's Tuesday. So, congrats. Here's the bonus hour. Here's the stream of consciousness. And you're here and you're listening, and we all appreciate it.
And we have a bunch of things we didn't get to on the radio part
of the
show.
So many things. So many things. Do you remember a while ago, White Castle started doing a thing where they had air freshener, like you could hang up an air freshener panel.
Wasn't it a candle?
I'm trying to remember. Was it a candle?
I think it was a candle.
Yeah. And it smelled like White Castle hamburgers.
Which is great if you've been out and you have a designated driver and you pull up and you smell it because you're going to eat it. But would you want to smell it all the time?
No. I enjoy the aroma of White Castle when I'm in there. And I know
right.
that this is the meal that's just moments away. But no. Long term, no. Well, now Kentucky Fried Chicken has hopped on this bandwagon. They have... bath bombs. Now, for those of you who don't live a life of luxury, the bath
anyone bomb, but Mrs. Howell.
Right, right. If you're Lovey Howell, you know what I'm talking about when I say a bath bomb. This is the thing that you throw in a bathtub and it dissolves and it has a certain aroma. Usually, it's something pastoral, right? It's usually
lavender, vanilla,
jasmine. Our producer.
Oh, jasmine. I got to tell you,
jasmine.
I love the smell of jasmine.
Mm-hmm.
The person.
The person and
the flower.
They're both pleasant.
You. Very sweet.
So sweet. So sweet. Well, over at KFC, their version of it, if you throw it in your bathtub, the bath bomb, your bathtub and you, if your plan is to take a bath, you will smell like fried chicken.
Again, Bill, if I may say, if I had to pick a favorite food, I might say fried chicken. I love fried
tasty.
Chicken.
Tasty. It's very tasty.
Love the smell of fried chicken again when I'm ready to have it.
Right. Because that's, you know, the purpose there is to get your brain ready. It's like an appetizer. You're going to have White Castle. You're going to have fried chicken. So you get in that kind of mood. Oh, here comes
right.
the chicken.
Start salivating.
Right. But to be near somebody who smelled like fried chicken, I don't know if that's a good selling point, is it?
No.
I don't think it is.
I was friends with someone who worked at a fast food, I'll just say it, Pizza Hut.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoy a good Pizza Hut.
Mm-hmm.
But when he would get off work, he would smell like Pizza Hut. And it was like, please take a shower.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't understand why anybody would want to do this.
On October the 31st, just days ago, KFC Japan announced a partnership with Japanese retailer Village Vanguard on Twitter to produce fried chicken-scented bath bombs, but for a limited time only. And my guess is that limited time will be
1 minute.
People will stop buying them after they read what they are. I don't want one of these. Thanks for offering. The drumstick-shaped bath bombs, you rarely see them shaped like drumsticks. They're usually shaped like a ball, almost.
All right, that's cute, but I would have gone with a drumstick-shaped Post-it note.
Oh, that's not bad.
Oh, maybe
that's not bad.
Get the colonel on the phone.
Talk to the colonel. The drumstick-shaped bath bombs will be crafted with 11 secret herbs and spices.
Of course.
Of course. Allowing you to soak in deep-fried scented glory. According to The Independent, that's a newspaper that covered the story. But be warned, getting your hands on this will not be easy. To be eligible, one must follow KFC Japan on Twitter. You do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me too. And retweet a promotional post of the bath bomb sometime between November 1st and November 15th. From there, 100 lucky individuals, and I'm going to cross out the word lucky. Hold on a second. This will just take a second. Hold on. All right. 100 individuals will receive their very own KFC-sanctioned explosive soap, as well as a KFC box, and...
An empty box? A box of chicken?
I hope it's a box of chicken. Yeah, would they do that? And a coupon for a secret combination pack of chicken. What's the secret?
11 like herbs and spices.
Which body parts? Which chicken parts? Body parts. I just made it ugly. While it's not clear how the winners will be determined, hey, that's just like our contests.
That's getting figured out. Stop it.
Only open to people in Japan. Oh, discrimination. How many things must we lose out on because we don't live in Osaka? This is so upsetting to me.
Do they like fried chicken that much, KFC?
They do incredible business. KFC in Japan does, like, I believe they do more business overseas than they do here in the United States.
Really?
Isn't that crazy? Because when you think of fried chicken, you think, well, that's Americana, right?
Yeah.
Chicken, cherry pie or
apple
something.
Apple pie. Cherry pie.
Yeah, I like cherry pie.
Well, so do I, but if you're going American.
Then you go apple.
Yeah.
But I don't know what it is. For some reason, whenever you look, whenever Orion does his report about Yum Brands, that's the parent company of Kentucky Fried Chicken, he always says, and overseas, and then the number is way, 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 way high.
Really?
This is not the first time, it says here, that the fried chicken chain has launched products beyond its traditional menu. From poultry-inspired nail polish.
Okay.
Let's think about that for a half a second.
Boy, if you didn't bite your fingers, your fingernails, you would start.
They're finger biting good. That's what they are. And chicken-flavored chocolate truffles. Two great tastes that do not go great together.
They don't go well together.
Why would you do that? Chicken is really good on its own, and chocolate is chocolate. But together? Mm-mm.
Hey, you got my chicken and your chicken and my chocolate bar.
They also, for a while, produced romance novellas.
Smell like chicken?
Yes.
Involving the colonel. The
right.
romance novels involving the colonel.
He's hot. The colonel's a hot man.
The doorbell rang. A man in a white suit with a white beard appeared.
Spicy.
He was finger-licking good.
He sure was. KFC continues to blaze a trail with its finger-looking-good empire. Nevertheless, it says here, in closing, those of us outside of Japan will have to comfort ourselves with plain old regular bath bombs and KFC takeout. I imagine there's some way you could make these on your own if you needed to. I'm not sure how. You just rub chicken on your regular bath bomb and hope for the best.
It has to be infused.
It would have to be.
Who uses bath bombs? Be honest. You have three
Everyone's
girls in your
great
house.
Aunt.
Yeah, I...
Everyone's great aunt.
I don't even think my great aunt uses them. It's like an Alka-Seltzer for your body.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's not like that. It's exactly what it is. It's that bubbling. Although, what was the one I had as a kid?
Mr. Bubble.
Oh, I love Mr. Bubble. They still make Mr. Bubble.
Yeah, I guess
you can still get Mr. Bubble.
You
but
would
it's
know.
Not like when we were kids, that was a Mr. Bubble was a big deal, and then like a kid today wouldn't want any part of Mr. Bubble.
My kids use Mr. Bubble.
They do?
They did.
I didn't know that.
They don't anymore. I have to be honest with you. No one takes baths anymore. I mean,
because we figured it out. You're just bathing in your own.
It's like dirty people soup.
Dirt, yeah. Take a shower. So
I know.
Much better.
And God, listen, we have two bathtubs in our house. One we're going to get rid of because we don't use. I just want a shower stall there.
Yeah.
And many people are doing that.
Getting rid of their bathtubs?
Yeah, I mean, we have a step-in shower in our bathroom.
Yeah.
And the boys have the same thing. So we're going to leave the bathtub in their bathroom. And ours, we're just going to eliminate it because I'm telling you, every TV show and every movie, you see a woman in a bathtub with
luxurious
candles, eating chocolate-flavored chicken.
Yeah.
And I just don't like baths.
Much like where we live, you have a lot of home, like vintage homes.
Yeah.
So when we were house hunting, real estate people would go out of their way to show us how they either refurbished the old bathtub or they'd bring in new, like, what's the place? It's something hardware.
Restoration Hardware.
Like I don't know if they still do, but when we were house hunting, they made a whole bunch of bathtubs that looked like they were from the turn of the century.
With the feet on them?
Yeah.
Like, yes.
So there was a big
resurgence in those.
Oh, huge. People wanted it to look like that, you know, like 100 years ago.
And now, I mean, it's been a while since you've looked for a home. Now they're showing that bathtubs are being taken out of a home, and it's just like a flat, big shower with a bench in it.
Right.
And sometimes open where there isn't even glass doors. It's like just a big shower area where you could get four people in there if you wanted.
That's weird, but yes. Now, help me with this, because the idea of having a bench in the shower is very appealing to me, but I'm not sure why. Would you just sit in there and read? What would people do in there?
No, I think it would come in handy for women shaving their legs.
Oh, I bet that's it.
Because
there have been...
Older.
Yeah, I guess you could just sit in the shower there.
If you've had, you know, a hip replaced or a knee replaced.
Right. Two different instances over the last couple of years, we've been in a hotel that has had a sizable bench in the shower.
Like built in? Like within the tile?
Yeah, it's
the
like
tile.
Marble. So you could adjust the shower to be where it normally falls, and you would then sit near it, or you could adjust it so that the shower is hitting you. And in both instances, I went, this is great. And I sat there for a minute, and I went, I don't know what to do now. I was just sitting in there, just going, well, now what?
You couldn't read. You couldn't have your phone.
You can't read because your book will get soggy.
Right.
Right? And I guess you could sit in there and make phone calls, I guess.
No, but your phone would get wet.
Oh, your phone would get wet. Right.
I think it's for people who are hungover and they can't stand up, maybe.
That's interesting. Maybe that's what it is.
Or a lot of the new showers also have a sauna built in.
Yeah, I've seen
so
that.
That's where you'd sit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I guess so.
But I wouldn't want to put my bare butt on a hotel place.
I always put a
towel.
A rag. Yeah, I guess.
A rag?
Yeah, I'll put a rag or two down.
Do you travel with rags?
No, they provide them at the hotel.
It's called a towel.
We stay in nice hotels. Well, they have towels and they have rags, and I don't want to use up a towel just for that.
It's not a rag. It's a hand towel, a washcloth, and a bath towel.
They'll give you if you ask nice, they'll give you a rag.
A rag is what they clean the room with.
They'll go, no, a rag, no, like a shower rag, you know, to scrub yourself up. That's in there.
That's a washcloth.
A wash rag. Yeah.
What are you, from the 20s in the South?
I don't want to use up a whole towel.
Give me a wash rag.
I don't use up that much space, and a rag is all I need, you know, a little square there. So I will sit there, and then that lasts about 45 seconds, and I'll go, I don't know what to do now.
But did you have the sauna portion on? Because that's...
We don't have... The ones we stayed at didn't have that.
I can't breathe in a sauna either. I know it's supposed to be really good for your skin. It's really good if you have a cold.
Yeah.
I can't breathe.
Here's what I loved that I think you would hate then. When I did two of the Disney cruises, I was working at a station and they put us on and we broadcast from there. So all the best amenities. So they have this thing on the Disney cruises. I don't know if they always do.
Where Mickey rubs your back with a loofah.
Yeah, is that weird?
Someone's lost some weight. You look fantastic.
But your skin is very dry.
Your skin's a little dry. Let me put some soothing oil on you.
Oh, that feels good, Mick.
I thought Goofy would do that.
He does. You have to keep your eye on Goofy because he's got weird stuff going on in the shower. But Mickey, I trust. So they have this thing called a storm shower where you go in there, and it's part of their. It's like not in the room in the ship, but there's a spa, and I never use them. But everything was on the house, so they go just whatever you want. So in the storm shower, you go in there, and there's all these settings. So I set it to typhoon. And then you go in and you close the door. And then water comes out of all different places, and it swirls around in there, and you feel like you're in a safe typhoon.
Doesn't it hurt?
No, it felt fantastic. Like, I didn't want to get out. I had to be, we had dinner reservations. And I'm like, too bad.
Doesn't this feel great?
Yeah, it feels great. I could spend the rest of my life in here.
You said it. Oh, boy.
Mickey's so little, though. Wouldn't it blow him all over the
place? Yeah, we had to staple gun him. We had to staple gun him to the seat.
Well, they make showers like that. It's called like a nature shower or
something. I would love to have
where
that.
Where you have jets coming.
From everywhere.
Yeah.
Up and down from the side. I don't know where they came from, but... And it's just, you know, it was so great in there.
But it was swirling around?
Yeah.
Like a car wash?
Better. Because of the way this room was built, it was built for that, right? So you had...
One person in there at a time?
I hope so. I should have looked around. That would have been weird. Because I was enjoying it so much. I wanted to lock the door. Like, you're not allowed to just spend the whole day in there, but...
You'd be pruny.
Oh, I know. But, was that nice. That was just perfect.
But see, no tubs.
No.
Mm-mm. That's the new thing.
Right.
The old Victorian, like, claw-footed tubs were very popular when you were looking for a house years ago.
Yeah.
And now it's like eliminating a tub.
you get a lot more space.
Yeah. But
what do you do with that space? Just a bigger shower, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that would be nice. My birthday's coming up. Get that for me for my birthday.
Well, I'd have to see your layout.
Whatever it is, we'll make it work. And money should be no object. Spend like crazy. All right, we'll take a quick break, and then there's more show. Some news next, and then a lot more show. Bill and Wendy, WGN.
That sounded like Judy's giggle, didn't it?
It did a lot,
It really did.
What's with that?
Have you hired yourself out to be a giggler?
Did someone steal my giggle?
Are you stunt giggling? Are you?
Stunt giggling?
Yeah,
I love that.
I think Judy's stunt giggling for other performers.
It really did sound like you.
That's weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was that a commercial for?
I don't know. What was that for? Jasmine, that last commercial.
Hearing Health.
Oh.
Huh. What?
You've never done work for them?
No.
No? All right. Well, they may
Not
be using you against your,
yeah.
against
well,
your
you
will.
Go.
Are you guys wine drinkers? I don't drink a ton of wine. I enjoy it with a meal.
Yes, I like me some Pinot Noir.
Yeah, I like the reds. Mm-hmm. You, Bill?
Every now and then. Not often.
I'll drink more now.
Because of why? Because of the season?
Yes, exactly. I don't know why. I hardly ever... Yeah, it's not my first choice.
I never drink white wine, ever.
I used to all the time. I don't know why. Once I went to red, I never went back.
Yeah.
Well, I wish I liked wine more, and if you do, it does kind of complement a meal. Like, mm-hmm. if I'm going to go out and have a cocktail, it's usually going to be a mixed drink
mm-hmm.
or beer.
Mm-hmm.
I never would go out and just have wine all night.
I would never get wine at most bars, so.
Yeah.
But at a restaurant, I just had a bottle at an Italian restaurant.
By yourself?
I split it with my dad.
Oh, okay.
That's the best way to do it.
Sort of. He had one glass. I get really... Here's another reason I don't like getting wine at a restaurant. It's all about the pour. And they give you these giant glasses, and they give you like an inch of wine.
Right.
And it's like, what are you doing here?
And if you go, keep going,
they'll charge you.
Right.
They'll charge you for two servings. I mean, here's my thing. Have a smaller glass and fill it up.
Yeah.
You have this giant, like, fishbowl
Goblet.
Globe. Yes.
Yeah.
And they give you literally, like, 3 inches of wine.
Right.
And
yeah.
I just don't understand that.
I think it's the same size, the same amount of wine.
But it looks like you know, I'm paying $20 for this.
Yeah, I think they think they're kidding you. They're like, hey, they won't notice this big glass. Yeah, it's dumb.
We ate at a restaurant a couple of weeks ago that offered as an option glass and a half, which Terry said every restaurant should have this option because a glass isn't quite enough. Two glasses is a little too much. Glass and a half is perfect. Why doesn't everybody have that?
You know, it's in Europe. It's like perfect liters, like
yeah,
half
yeah,
liters.
Yeah.
And it was €4 for a half liter.
Oh, that's
in
a
Greece.
Bargain.
So what is that for U.S.?
Three of us could have 1.5 glasses.
Right.
I mean, it's a lot of wine. It's like a half bottle of wine.
It just kills me. Like, when I do buy a bottle of wine, I used to like that Ménage à Trois. It's a blend of three reds. Mm-hmm. It's really tasty.
Is that a wine, Wendy?
Well, you wine afterward.
Just curious.
Because it's never that good, but go ahead.
So nice to work with adults, Jasmine. I swear to God. It is so nice.
Judy outdid me.
Yeah, she did.
I thought I went too far, and then Judy came along. That was beautiful, Judy. Nicely done.
Unless you're drunk.
It's like, let's change it. I like Apothic Red. It's like $8.99 a bottle.
Yeah.
But
But if you go to a restaurant and order, you know, they have Apothic Red, and you order a bottle, it's like $25.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
$25, that's
markup.
Pretty good. I think if
markup.
I can get away with $30, I'm, like, doing well there.
This guy at a restaurant told me, you ever look, like, on a wine list, there'll be stuff that's pretty moderately priced, but then at the bottom, you can find some that are in the hundreds for a bottle. So this guy told us that twice, since he's been a waiter there, people have ordered the most expensive bottle of wine. You know, they've been at a table with friends. And then they always bring you that little bit. They pour you just a little bit, and they have you taste it. And then you go, yeah, that's great. I'll have it. So twice, not once, but twice, they've gone, oh, this is awful. Forget it. I don't want it. Just to be funny. And he goes, it's not funny.
That's not funny. Who pays for that wine then?
Oh, I don't know the answer to that. I think it should be the guy, although his argument would be, no, I wanted that bottle. It just didn't taste good.
There was a time fairly recently I went out for a cocktail with one of my girlfriends. I'm into Manhattans. I really like them a lot with those really good, deep, dark Italian cherries that really flavor it. As it sits, it's not like a slamming drink, so it's a
is
nice...
Is it whiskey?
It's I like rye whiskey.
And it's got a lot of cherry flavor or
no,
not much?
No,
because everyone's drinking Manhattans again all of a sudden.
Well, they're like an old-fashioned and a Manhattan. They are basically the same. An old-fashioned has sugar in it, and you use an orange rind. A Manhattan is basically some kind of whiskey. I like rye. And then sweet vermouth. And then these... I can't think of the name of the cherries. They're Italian.
Maraschino,
no,
right?
No. These are like burgundy, and they're 20 bucks a bottle. I have some in my refrigerator at home.
They're thick, right?
They're syrupy, and I can't think of the name of them. It's an Italian type of cherry. And they put a couple in there, so that keeps flavoring it as it goes along.
Yeah.
And they're very sippable and very, very good. And so I ordered one, and a girlfriend ordered a specialty cocktail off their menu, and it involved, like, rosemary. It was beautiful.
Uh-huh.
And she tasted it, and, you know, we drink pretty regularly, and she said, this is the worst thing I've ever tasted.
Oh, no.
And she goes, should I send it back? I said, I don't know how that works.
Yes, no, absolutely, especially if it's a specialty like that. Yeah.
And I said, it can't be that bad. And she goes, taste it. I kid you not, it tasted like lemon Mr. Clean.
Ugh.
It was just really...
Right, it didn't work.
It didn't work at all.
But a drink like that's going to cost $12 or $14, so you eat that cost. But somebody tries a bottle of wine that's $800 and they, just for the joke and go, swill.
First of all, a joke's supposed to be funny.
Supposed to be.
Were they trying to impress people? Like,
no, they just thought it'd be funny. Look, my taste is so sophisticated that I just had an $800 bottle and I sent it back because it wasn't good. That's not funny.
But see, when a bartender concocts a drink at the bar, their bottle's already open.
Right.
So you're right. They're not. It's not even their $15 drink is probably costing them $2.
It's that.
But a bottle of wine that you have specifically opened,
right.
I would make them pay for
right.
it.
I mean, when it's $800, they should have some rules. You know,
right. like if it tastes like vinegar, then obviously you don't like it. Don't pay for it.
Right.
But if it's just your palate doesn't prefer it, tough
Too
luck,
bad.
Honey. You
exactly.
got to pay for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, if it's that much. Now, if it's, you know, a cheaper bottle, maybe.
Yeah.
And they, you know what? They shouldn't let them taste it. They should just put the bottle down.
Could you even enjoy something that was $800, like to drink? I mean, what
I think your mind would play games and you'd be like, no, this is terrible.
Right.
I should never say this on the air, but I am going to.
You killed somebody, didn't you?
No.
Oh, I thought that's what was coming.
For our wedding, for our honeymoon, we went to Hawaii. And when we arrived, Jimmy Mack was working with Jonathan Brandmeier at the time. And when we arrived to our room, there was a bottle of Dom Perignon on ice with a note from Johnny, which I thought
Very
was
classy.
Really,
nice.
Really sweet, really classy.
Yeah.
And we loved it. Jim did not have a Hawaiian shirt because we had just arrived, so I actually let him wear one of mine. We took a picture. We sent it. Thank you so much. It was delicious.
Yeah.
Then when we got home, we had a bunch of bottle of Korbel that was sitting around. We're like, let's do some more champagne. I could not really taste the difference. Isn't that terrible?
Oh, I thought for sure you were going to be like, I can never drink Korbel again.
No, it's like,
no, it's, that's, yeah.
I've been lucky enough to be in a couple instances where I had a very expensive glass of something. One time it was a Prosecco that was almost $100. And it was really good, but I thought if I was on my own and I was in a restaurant, I don't know that it'd be worth it for me anyway to go that high.
Was it $100 better than the next thing?
But, I wouldn't say it was better, but not $100
it's
better.
It's all about learning and developing your palate. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's because that's what it is. It's over time you start drinking the better stuff, and then you maybe start to notice the difference in the taste. And, you know, so much of it is psychological to me.
Yeah.
Rather than taste, it's you, like, learn how to be more discerning.
Right.
But, yeah, so which I don't want to do either because I want to keep drinking the cheap red wine.
No, and I don't mean to be unappreciative. That bottle of Dom was like the perfect moment to celebrate our marriage, our honeymoon.
Sure, of course.
But I had come home. Maybe if I compared them side by side, I'd taste the difference. But I really like a bottle of $8.99 Korbel Brut. I mean, that works for me.
Right.
I love the Prosecco.
Yeah,
too
me too.
Favorite. Too sweet for me. I'm
well, you
more bitter.
Other stuff in it. Bitter. Okay, so my my famous sending a bottle of wine back. I on the night I got engaged and went to Charlie Trotter's restaurant.
Nice.
We ordered a bottle of wine. Uh-huh. There was cork floating in it.
So yeah, in other words, do a good job opening
well,
it.
Well, or sometimes I feel like if the cork's disintegrating, it's not good either.
Right.
Yeah, agreed.
So, of course, I mean, there's cork. We sent it back. Charlie Trotter comes to our table.
To shame us.
Oh, no.
To shame you.
He was really.
Why would that be on you? That's not on you.
I'm only saying it because now he's dead. Yeah, I know. And he was like, it's a very corky wine.
Oh, no.
I've never had a corky wine.
Right. And I'm like, I don't think the cork should be floating in it.
I haven't.
Yeah, what's a corky wine?
That's if your bottle opener breaks and you have to use a knife or a screwdriver to push. That's the only time I've had a corky wine.
I just used a straw to suck it up. So we're like, all right, dude, just send us. We'll take whatever you recommend. And then he like recommended a more expensive bottle.
Of course.
And charged us.
What?
Oh, yeah. Instead of being like, I'm sorry, this is a really, really nice, expensive restaurant.
Oh, that's terrible.
You're engaged, and you're complaining about the wine. We'll show you.
Yeah, that was a bad omen.
I never went to another Charlie Trotter restaurant, and word of mouth means something.
Right.
I mean,
I've heard that he was such a perfectionist, and I get that, but not to the customer. Like, I would go yell at the staff going, who opened this bottle and you did a crappy job?
In a situation like that, the sommeliers, I said sommelier.
Very
I'm not
good.
Embarrassed about that. Wouldn't it have been his job to say to you up front, hey, just so you know, we're going to open this, but it is a very, as they said, corky wine, so you're going to get a little bit of it in there.
Right. And why does my waiter send Charlie Trotter over? Why did he have to come over? He didn't take our order.
But he went back to the kitchen and said they're returning this bottle. And Charlie's like, let me at him.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Allegedly, I just heard from
Judy. The corky wine? The corky wine? It was ridiculous.
What a terrible defense. It's a corky. Who gets a corky wine?
But I had just gotten engaged. I was like, whatever.
Dude.
I know. Maybe that, was an omen.
In the description, it says, nutty after effects of chocolate. And this is a corky wine. Have you ever seen that?
No.
Tastes a bit corky.
I'm sure that sometimes the cork will leave a little bit of an aftertaste, but you don't want to see it floating in your glass.
Yeah, he totally made it up.
That's awful.
Yeah.
Bleh.
And then we enjoyed the smallest portions ever in the face of the earth dinner. Beautiful, though. Like, it comes out like gorgeous, but I was like, can we stop at Arby's on the way home?
Oh, no. What a horrible experience.
It was fine.
But now for wine lovers, you have, there's an option. There's a gift option.
Well, sort of, kind of. It's really cool. I'd be willing to try this over at Aldi, which Judy actually is a big
Aldi
fan.
You go to Aldi?
Yep.
Do you?
I tried to go today, but it was
no frills.
Wild. No frills.
Not a frill to be found.
I don't understand the cart concept, so
I
never
go. That
turned
me off. Yeah, years ago when the kids were a lot younger and shopping here. No, they do have carts. You have to pay a quarter.
What?
And you get the quarter.
You get it back.
But it's just, I just want to go grab a cart. I don't want to have to think about things.
And then the boxes, so they just open a box up and you just, they don't, there's no shelves.
They don't stack it,
so
making
I was
it pretty.
Totally turned off. But now, like a couple years later, I went back and I have never turned.
You know what
back.
It reminds me of? You know when you see pictures of people in Russia where it's like no frills things.
Yeah.
They're just waiting in line for things. That's what Aldi feels like to me. It's like I'm somewhere in Ukraine or something and I'm shopping for things.
But let me tell you, it is they're owned by
Trader Joe's, which I didn't know until recently.
Their products are great.
Are they?
It's ridiculous.
Is it brand names or is it their own?
You're right. There are some.
I think they've
brands.
Added it.
Yes.
Yeah.
But mostly it's generic. But I mean, for example, a bag of potato chips, regular potato chips. I used to pay, $4 for $1.50.
No.
And my kids, they don't know the difference.
No. That's not bad.
But there are some things I won't. Buy.
Right.
Some things are
what's
just,
the Dom Perignon go for there?
Well, you know what? They probably do have a Brut, Wendy.
Dom Perignon.
Yeah.
Dom? No, it's Don Perignon. It's close. All
the favorite champagne of Don Herrera.
No, they have like 312 beer. And
they do?
Yes, they do have some upscale.
Well, here's what Aldi has now. They're releasing a new kind of advent calendar just for adults. Have you heard about this?
No.
I love advent calendars. It brings me back to a little childhood, which I can't believe I got excited about, because you'd open up a window as you count down the days to Christmas all through December. A window corresponds to the day, December 1st, blah, blah, blah. It'd be like you'd open up the little window and it would just be a little image of a candle burning. And I don't know why.
How exciting.
But I did get excited.
No, I was the same way.
And it was really not that exciting.
It's not exciting, but for some reason, as a kid, it just it's wondrous.
It really was.
The magic of this.
I know.
Well, then.
And you know what? Judging by your stories, I didn't miss anything.
You did, though. It was exciting as a kid.
It's so exciting.
Did you get something?
You got a little picture. You looked like a stained glass window.
You got a picture of a candy cane or snowman or a bell.
But you didn't actually get the candy cane.
No. They had 3D versions of it where you'd get a chocolate one.
Right. That changed as we got a little, like I think for our kids.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't have chocolate in them when I was little.
The advent calendars you had, were they made in Europe? And you could always tell because the 7 had a line through the middle of it. Yeah, mine too. Those were beautiful.
They were, and it was.
I don't know if I've ever told you this. I've got about a dozen of them, like vintage ones that have never been opened.
What do you do with
them? They're fantastic. I look at them. It's the weirdest thing. They just make me think I'm 6 again.
Can I have one?
No, I cannot. I will not barter or give these away.
It was terribly exciting, but now as we look back upon it, I'm not gonna doubt that it was really exciting as a kid.
One of the highlights of Christmas.
But now as an adult looking back at a kid Wendy going, that's what you were excited about?
Oh, I couldn't wait.
And now,
times were much more simple back then.
Well, plus you got to count down.
Right.
Yeah. I get that. Yeah, that was kind of exciting.
But the best one was, all right, so every day you opened one window. And like we said, it was always a bell, a star, a candy cane, nothing exciting.
A candle burning.
Candle burning. All right, so then on the last two, it was a two-parter.
Double door.
First part, left side of the nativity scene.
Yep.
I wonder what the next one will be.
Have no idea.
It's the right side of the nativity scene. Miracles do happen, Judy.
So this was like Christmas Eve and Christmas Day?
This would be...
Yeah, the 24th.
Yeah. Do they have 24 doors or 25 doors?
I think 24.
Doors? Yeah, I think 24 too. Too cheap to add a 25th. And plus, once you've seen the two-parter, you're not going to top that.
Yeah, right.
You're never going to top that. And they always had like all kinds of great glittery...
Yep.
Like... the shading was always glittery, kind of. You know,
yeah, because it got all over your hands and the floor.
Yeah.
Wow.
Boy, I loved it.
And I'm kind of glad I never did that.
Oh, Jude, you missed out.
And I'm sure you have this. If not, you should get it. My kids have the Lego advent calendars.
Those. I don't have any, but I've seen
them. So do your kids do the calendars, too? Did they do them?
Well, I have gotten it for the kids, although I'll be honest with you.
It's for you.
No, I haven't done it in the last couple of years.
My daughters were into it until they were 5 or 6. And then they realized it's silly. But so I would still get them every year, and they would just go through the paces with
me.
I have to go to Europe.
Any Hallmark store, Kmart, I think they have them everywhere. And then Trader Joe's had like a chocolate one.
Yeah.
Where you'd open the window, and the kids really liked that. But now Aldi has a wine advent calendar. It's this beautifully decorated box.
For the kids? Is it for the kids?
Some kids.
If your kids won't sleep, this will put them out.
You really know how to bust my bubble. You know that? Congratulations. Most people.
I didn't think you were going to say bubble, Joe Pesci.
By the way, you want to knock him out of Benadryl is good for that.
Like the advent calendars from childhood, there are 24 prizes. So, yes, there were only 24 windows.
24.
Food and Wine reports it's the 200 milliliter bottle. So it's a little one.
Yeah.
It will be a mix of red, white, rosé, and bubbly wines, and each day you'll get a new little wine bottle that you open
up. This is excellent. I always wonder what I'm going to get Gary Busey for Christmas. Now I know.
So, wait. is it an actual calendar?
It's shaped like a box. But you have little drawers.
And then
you open it up.
There you go. Now that.
It's only $67, which you're getting 24
mini bottles.
Yeah. And the only bad news is you can only get it in the UK.
Oh, come on.
Sorry.
Why?
Now I get to bust your bubble.
That's not fair.
It'll be here next year.
I hope so.
Next season we can do it.
You should have got the advent calendar in Greece.
$67.
They have lamb shaped like little.
They have like Euros, a French fry, then the tzatziki.
What smells like lamb? It's the advent calendar.
You know
Judy
what? Not a lot of lamb in Greece.
How can that be?
I didn't eat it once.
Wait.
Pork.
Oh, I'm surprised to hear that.
And chicken.
I thought lamb would have been everywhere.
I know. I don't know. Is that an American thing?
Did you hear me say when we went to Puerto Vallarta last year, and I just assumed, because I like margaritas, that I will never have a finer margarita than Puerto Vallarta in Mexico? Couldn't find a good margarita anyplace.
I think we Americanized a lot of the stuff.
It didn't taste limey at all. It tasted kind of bitter everywhere we went. And I'd always say, throw more lime in, and they would, but it wasn't good. The only good one I had is when we got off the plane, they gave us one in the airport. Like, as you were coming through the airport, everybody got a little one. And I go, oh, this one's good. The other ones are going to be even better. Nope.
Wow. That's
crazy.
In
Mexico.
That's weird.
I don't like it.
And, you know, by the way, the duty-free stuff in the airport, what? I'm just going to go there shopping at O'Hare whenever I can. I bought, like, my favorite perfume that is so expensive here.
Yeah.
No, it was $30
cheaper. So it'd be cheaper to park at O'Hare
cheaper.
And shop
yes.
at the no-duty store.
I think you have to buy a ticket, though, international to get in.
Yeah. Oh. So that's going to be a problem.
Well, there's that. Yeah, there's one little rub.
Okay, there's always a problem, but you just get around it somehow.
All right. Well, that's all I have.
Let's do this then. One final story, if we have time. Do we have time?
Quick,
have time
really I have quick. A doctor's appointment.
Oh, all right. Over something Judy said?
Yes.
She was getting weird flashes while you were talking, Jude. I worry about it. All right. So, do you remember this? We're going back a week. Wendy Williams is on television, and she's judging some contest on her show.
She was dressed as the Statue of Liberty. Yeah. It was Halloween.
Right. It was Halloween. It was last Tuesday. It was a week ago today. Yeah. Right? So all of a sudden, her speech is slurred, and she's saying words that don't quite make sense, and then her eyes get really big,
yeah.
and she topples over. She fainted.
Looked fake to me.
A lot of people thought it was fake.
Why would she make...
I don't know, but Judy...
To get attention.
I don't know if you've fainted before, but when you faint, you just...
You
go
collapse.
Limp.
Yeah.
This was like... She started slurring her words.
Yeah.
Was kind of stumbling around with her hands up. And then when she went to hit the ground, she put her hands down first. When you faint, you have no control over that. You literally just wilt like a flower.
But why would she make that up?
I don't know.
Because she got a lot of press. You know, and people then started tuning in to see if she'd fall down again. I missed her falling down
maybe
on Tuesday.
Maybe she checked out the
There's
advent
some
calendar.
Sick reasoning to that, yeah.
Well, Paris Jackson says that she believes... This is somebody from up above hinting it might be her dad, Michael, who did this to her because she's obsessed with the Jackson family. She talks about them all the time, and Paris Jackson doesn't like it. So her theory is somebody from up above, the gloved one, got to her somehow and made her collapse.
Just because Paris doesn't like Wendy Williams obsessing over Michael Jackson,
yes.
Michael probably loves it.
It's keeping his name out there.
I can't do Michael Jackson. Where's
Way
Ro
higher.
When you need him?
Way higher. It looks like here's
he
what
does
she
Michael
said.
Michael Jackson
looks
oh,
like someone
Ro.
From above.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Looks like someone from above has had enough of her BS and decided to clock her for not keeping his kid's name out of her mouth. That's
Paris
what,
Jackson has been very troubled and has had some mental health issues.
And who could have seen that?
But
coming.
She has received right. help.
The
and
family's
everything.
So normal.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't understand.
You guys
that.
Are like two grouchy grandparents.
No, we're not. We. Find a bigger Tito Jackson fan than Judy or me.
I love Tito.
Love Tito. The gifted one in that family.
Yes.
Tito.
I always right. loved him as the Jackson 5.
We must...
Yeah, I'm sorry. Everything she had in her life, and come on. Buck up and just...
You make the
go
best
on.
Of what you
yes.
can.
Yes.
Yep. All right. We've learned our lesson.
Not to let Judy be nice to anybody.
All right, a quick break. Judy, thank you for hanging out. A quick break, and then we will close up shop. Bill and Wendy, WGN. And so it ends. That's it,
for
Wendy.
Today only,
for
though,
today.
Though.
Tomorrow, a whole new show.
I'm cool with that.
Another chance.
To do what?
To make it right.
We always make it right, Bill. We do our best. That's all we can say.
That's all we can do is do our best. All right, everybody, thank you so much for listening. Hope you enjoyed yourself. Hope you learned a little something.
No.
I doubt it. But, you know, you hope. It's got to be hope, Wendy. See
miles
you tomorrow.
And miles and miles of hope.
That's it. All right. Bye, everybody. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.